Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized podcast from David Vance. Thank you so much for downloading this, and thank you to those who very kindly have gifted me over the last couple of days in pursuance of me trying to sustain all of the stuff that I'm putting out, you know, here, over in Substack, over on Rumble, X, you name it, Getter, so on and so forth. Right, I got good news for you folks. There's a new vaccine in town. And it's being praised. This is a game changer. It's a game changer that could act as, quote, a savior for up to 1.7 million Brits. What is this? Well, this vaccine can stop UTIs for 9 years. No, not 10 years, 9 years. So here's the deal. Let's get into the detail of this one. It's a new vaccine. Super duper thrilled to read about this. Patients suffering persistent bladder infections could soon receive a vaccine that banishes the painful condition. Research has found the treatment can prevent UTIs for up to 9 years in more than half the patients. Up to 1.7 million Brits, the majority of whom are women, suffer from recurrent UTI, classed as three or more infections a year. Some symptoms include a burning pain when going to the toilet, going more often than usual, and feeling as if you still need to go when the bladder is empty. In older patients, the infection can cause a dementia-like condition called delirium. There's also a risk of sepsis, with about 50,000 deaths. Now, here's where it gets really exciting. The vaccine is given as a pineapple-flavored oral spray as an alternative to antibiotics. Known as MV140, the vaccine is essentially the alternative to antibiotics. So what they're saying is a number of antibiotics used to treat UTIs have become less effective over time. This is because bacteria can build up a resistance to them. Now, to be fair, we're going to need to put that, I like to be fair in how all the things that I say. The study has been in place for 9 years. So it's not, don't be just rushing to think, oh, this is another one of these mRNA vaccines. I don't think it is. I think it's something that they've been, but they've only had 89 people in the, you know, in the test. It doesn't seem a lot of people. Now, look, just on this one here, on the subject of urinary tract infections, I myself had a urinary tract infection about 2 years ago. And I'd never had one before, and I've never had one since. But anyway, I didn't feel well. And I went to see the doctor. She sort of analyzed a sample, and she says, yeah, you've got a urinary tract. Here is an antibiotic. I took the antibiotic, and within a day, it just instantly improved. Yeah, so, you know, I know some people don't think that antibiotics do anything. I'm not sure that's the case. I have some confidence in some of them anyway. Let's put it like that. And certainly that was the only time in my life I had a urinary tract. And so that's what happened to me, just sharing my own experience. Very impressed, just for once. She didn't, the doctor, the young doctor who looked about 10-year-old to me, she didn't say to me, but David, can I give you your booster before you go? She didn't. I was waiting for her to dare to say that to me, but she didn't. So anyway, apparently having effective antibiotics is no use. We need to get vaccines. And not only that, but we need to get vaccines that you can spray up, a spray in your mouth. Yeah. Hence the pineapple flavor. And just so everyone sees it, there's a lovely picture of someone spraying one of these vaccines into their own mouths. And this is one of my great concerns, oral vaccines, because I'm sure they are working on a way to get the COVID vaccine orally as well, so that you don't have to get, I mean, Bill Gates has talked about having patches to deliver the COVID jab, but I'm sure there are people working to find ways to get the COVID jab, the cancer jab, you know, you name it, the diabetes jab, whatever else they can conceive in an oral spray, because that is easier in some regards, reduces cost, and probably makes them just as much money. So anyway, I would be very wary of any oral spray for anything, you know. But as I say, you know, when it comes to an antibiotic as a tablet, which is what I got, it worked for me. And as I say, it cleared me up in a day. And that was a couple of years ago. So I managed to get to this point in my life and never have a urinary tract. But, you know, I'm getting older, and it was good that I was able to get some relief, because it's got to say, these things do make you feel very miserable. And I'm someone who is ordinarily quite upbeat, and it didn't feel good to be afflicted by this for a couple of days. And because I'm so conflicted about doctors, and because I don't really trust them at all, I held back. And now there may well be natural alternatives that can clear up urinary tract infections as well. So just I'm not saying everyone should go to their GP. In fact, I'm not saying anything, because I'm not here to give medical advice. He says, I'm just recounting my own experience. I'm just telling you that they've got a new vaccine, a pineapple flavored vaccine, to sort out UTIs. And I'm very concerned in general about this idea that they can basically put vaccines into the air. You know, the aerosol version of a vaccine seems scary to me, because if they can do it as a little, you know, individual spray, what if they did it in, you know, what if they used, I don't know, aircraft or something to spray an entire area in the interest of getting everybody treated with whatever it is they want to spray us with? None of this would surprise me, because I think, you know, the psychopaths in charge are well capable of mass oral vaccination, mass aerosol vaccination. So I wonder what you think of that one. Thanks for listening.